Wisconsin is being described as an island. Three out of its four surrounding states have either legalized marijuana for medical use or for full recreational use. We're going to break down all of that in a moment. But first, let's check in on our year-end member drive. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is our year-end member drive. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and your gift right now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2020. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, we have a special opportunity right now. It's a great time to donate because of the Merle M. Gunther Memorial Fund, which is remembering a generous listener and an avid Badger fan. That fund will add an extra $100 to every gift.
Every single gift. Yes.
Every gift. Doesn't matter what you pledge. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. You can boost the impact of your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One of the beautiful things that happens every day here on the Ideas Network is that we come together as a family here in Wisconsin, and we hear from listeners all over the state, callers asking really great questions of the guests we bring here on the Ideas Network. And the conversation we just had on loneliness and the thoughts of people as they go through their lives, whether they're here in Wisconsin and in Janesville or in England, and bringing that all to the table and having this conversation, it is so amazing. These are the things you count on from the morning show.
And they wouldn't be possible without the support of listeners. WPR is listener supported. What does that mean? Well, it basically means that most of the money that helps the programs come from you. Your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the topics you tune into every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And we have this great opportunity right at this moment from the Merle M. Gunther Memorial Fund. So this fund is going to donate an additional $100 when you give right now this hour. A $100 bonus, if you will, added onto your gift. Increase the impact of your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is Wisconsin. I moved here from another state, and that was my introduction to Wisconsin. And every day, that's how I know what's going on in Wisconsin. On a monthly basis, I'm contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. When I hear them talk about sustaining members, I realize that's me. And I kind of like that. Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio makes you feel like you're part of a family or like a community. That's how I feel every month. And even if they're just giving a small amount, they can feel that way too. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Join Bridget at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Listener support, that is the biggest chunk of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. Each and every gift is going to go up by an additional $100 at this moment. You choose the right amount.
And you ever have one of those moments where you have buyer's remorse? Like one time I bought a bowling pin for like $50.
You did?
And instantly afterwards, I thought, why did I spend $50 on a bowling pin? Well, once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. You don't have buyer remorse. And WPR is one of those places where that's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day, for example, to support the radio programs you love.
It is hard to buy much for $2 a day, although you can get a couple Snicker bars out of that. But at you would know the exact amount. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of the news and the talk and the music possible. That works out to $60 a month. You can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you will be happy knowing that you supported something that's bringing you something valuable every day. And remember, this hour, WPR will receive an additional $100 when you donate. Give now at any level at WPR.org. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll increase your impact of your support for WPR as we head into the new year.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Marijuana, or cannabis, is the most commonly used illicit drug in our country. And in an advisory issued earlier this year, our U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said today's marijuana is much stronger.
The marijuana of today is fundamentally different than in decades past, or even just a few years ago. It's significantly more potent, and it can be further concentrated for use, a combination that can harm the developing brain.
And so this comes just as many states loosen restrictions around its medicinal and recreational use. Have you had negative experiences with marijuana? What precautions do you think need to be taken before legalizing it? We're at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. Dee Hall is managing editor of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And this center has been really on top of marijuana. It has nearly a year-long reporting series called The Cannabis Question. Dee, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
So last month we saw this bipartisan group of lawmakers propose legalizing medical marijuana in Wisconsin. There is some pushback there. Where do these proposals stand?
Well, right now we have the legislature is run by Republican leaders. We have one Republican leader who has in the assembly, Robin Voss, has signaled he's open to this idea. However, the leader of the Senate, Senator Fitzgerald, has indicated that he has no interest in loosening any marijuana laws. So any measure like this would have to go through both houses. So it's really unclear what the path forward would be for the legislation.
Do we see any bipartisanship as we know right now?
There's a bit. There's a tad. There's a Republican co-sponsor on that medical marijuana bill, which is a first, I believe.
So as we see Minnesota and Illinois and Michigan, getting it into the market, up and running, do you think policies in neighboring states affect what happens here in Wisconsin and the people of Wisconsin?
Well, I think it does affect the people of Wisconsin because we interviewed many people who are going across state lines, even as far as Colorado, to obtain cannabis. So I think it would affect the people of Wisconsin. Whether it's affecting the policymakers or not, I'm not sure. By the way, I should say, I'm recalling now that about 10 years ago, there was a push for medical marijuana legalization, and there were some Republican supporters at that time. So this isn't a first, but it's something that's new in the last several legislative sessions that Republicans are willing to co-sponsor a bill like this.
You've done a lot of reporting on this, talked to a lot of people, and most recently you've been looking at the dangerous side effects for certain population. Tell us about a student you met named Lena. What is her story?
So Lena is a person who was using at a certain point a lot of marijuana, both in her late teen years and her early college years. And she ended up suffering from some psychotic breaks. And it turns out that she has a severe mental illness. And what the studies have shown is that if you have a severe mental illness, you should probably avoid marijuana because it can trigger episodes. At the same time, there is a strong association between some schizophrenia, for example, and marijuana use, but it is not a causation. It is a correlation. And so scientists are still trying to piece out, figure out what the connection there is.
And the Surgeon General is warning about this can impede brain development in teens.
Right. So one of the people we've quoted a lot in our series is Dr. Angela Janis, and she actually is both a psychiatrist who works here at the university, but also is the medical director for a medical cannabis company in Minnesota. She's saying that young people should simply avoid this because of the fact that their brains are developing and they could have reduced attention span, memory, and concentration.
Well, let's bring in Sam now, joining us from Verona. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I was just calling because I have a neuromotor function disorder. It's called Tourette's. I'm sure plenty of people have heard of it. I've been self-medicating for a long time, ever since I was a teenager, and it's the only thing that actually helps curb my tics. However, it can have the downside of inducing anxiety. And so that can make it kind of difficult. And as a teenager, I think being introduced to it was a good thing, but also can lead to like substance abuse later on in life. So I feel like it's important to understand it, its needs medically, but also it definitely has the ability to be abused.
Yeah. So, Sam, how do you walk that line in your life? And considering that you've been dealing with this neuromotor function medical condition for so many years?
Honestly, I've just kind of had to come to terms with the fact that I'm considered a criminal in the United States. And I mean, that's just the way that it is. And I've had to roll that dice. But I mean, it's the only thing that works for me. The only other medicines that they prescribe for neuromotor function disorders like the one that I have are antipsychotics, which can actually make my symptoms worse. So it's just something that I've had to accept. And I make it a point to call my representatives as often as possible.
Well, Sam, Sam, thank you so much for calling in with your story. Dee, does this echo what you're hearing from your sources?
We heard a lot from a lot of people who are self-medicating with cannabis and stating that it was really the only thing that was helping them with various symptoms ranging from Crohn's disease to arthritis. In Sam's case, I should mention we do have an obscure, very few people know about it. We do have a, quote, medical marijuana law. And if you get permission from your doctor, it shields you from getting criminally prosecuted if they catch you with marijuana. But again, it doesn't help you obtain marijuana. You still would have to go out of state for that.
Talking with Dee Hall, managing editor of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Let's go back to the phone now. Ramon in Milwaukee. Hi, Ramon.
This is Raymond.
Oh, I'm sorry. Raymond. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. First, let's classify the words that we're using. Marijuana, in its natural state, is an herb. It's not a drug. The good Lord put it on this earth. The derivatives from marijuana, hash oil, dabbing, whatever, I might be willing to classify those as drugs. Now, there are cultures on this planet that have used marijuana in its natural form for thousands of years. All we need to do is go to India and study those people there that have been smoking and cultivating natural marijuana for thousands of years.
I want to pause right there, Raymond, bringing up a really interesting point here. First, on the research end of it, trying to do the research, but also the Surgeon General who has said that the marijuana today is much stronger than in recent years. What do we know there, Dee?
Well, and that is a concern that the studies have shown when they've taken, this is primarily based on seized drugs that have been brought into the country or are being trafficked in the country, that the potency is up, and that is one of the concerns about marijuana, legal or illegal, when people use it in edibles, for example, a pan of brownies. You don't know what the concentration is. And that is one of the concerns about having marijuana available, which it already is available, honestly. It's just illegal. But that is one of the concerns, is what is the concentration? That could be harmful.
So because it is this illicit drug, do we see research changing in any way? Can scientists study it?
Well, it is difficult, and that's one of the challenges, is because it's a Schedule I drug, one of the most serious drugs on our scheduled drug list. It makes it very, very difficult for researchers to study it. So I think we would all like to know more about what the various components of cannabis do and their medical benefits or dangers, but it's very difficult for researchers to study right now because of the Schedule I status.
Let's go to Jeremy in Racine. Jeremy, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I agree with the CDC in regards to the brain function and how it affects young teens. Excessive use, I would have to agree with that. To go a little further in regards to it, it's far simpler for our teens and young adults to purchase cannabis off the streets than it is to walk into a liquor store and buy a case of beer. So by moving forward and legalizing it in this current environment, when you have states all around Wisconsin who are legalized, it would behoove the Senate and Congress of state to start thinking about regulating this and legalizing it to keep it a little bit more controlled and out of the kids' hands, make it more difficult for them to get it.
Jeremy, thank you for that comment. And you actually invited State Representative Melissa Sargent to come to speak to your class.
Right.
What did she have to say?
Well, she's been a leading proponent in the assembly for legalization. She herself is not a marijuana user, but she's heard from a lot of her constituents, which is on the east side of Madison, that they use it for a variety of reasons. She's focused on broad legalization, but a lot of the compelling arguments that she's heard in favor have to do with medical marijuana use. I did want to mention to Jeremy, it feels like he read our story, because that is one thing that they have found in legalized states. Even when recreational marijuana is legalized, the use among young people does not increase. In fact, sometimes does decrease for exactly, it is thought, the same reason he mentioned, which is you take it from being something that is, you know, anybody who's willing to take a little bit of a risk can buy, to you have to walk into a liquor store, and that liquor store has a license, and they could lose their license if they sell to somebody who's underage. And so they've actually found in states with broad legalization that the use of marijuana among young people does not go up, and in fact, it may go down a bit.
So how do you see this issue changing or not changing in Wisconsin in the future? What happens?
Well, I think public sentiment has grown in favor of legalization over time pretty dramatically, actually. But, you know, like many hot button issues, the fact that a lot of people support it or oppose it does not necessarily mean the legislature is going to do anything about it. The governorship has changed. The governor is in favor of at least legalizing medical marijuana and decriminalizing marijuana possession. But so far, the Republican legislature has not taken any moves in that direction.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Dee Hall is managing editor of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. By the way, we have a link to their series called The Cannabis Question. You can see all of their stories on the Morning Show page at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to The Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Be sure to stay with us next hour. We're talking about making friends as an adult and the trickiness of that. But right now, we're talking about our year-end member drive. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Morning.
So set your favorite programs up for success in 2020 with your gift during this year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. It takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have a great opportunity right now from the Merle M. Gunther Memorial Fund, remembering a generous listener and an avid Badger fan. They'll donate an additional $100 when you give this hour. Increase the impact of your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last segment, we were talking about marijuana, the Cannabis Question series with our partners over at Wisconsin Watch. You know, these are the types of things you're talking about in your circles. We bring that to you, to Wisconsin as a whole, in these conversations here on the Ideas Network every day. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
And WPR is listener supported, which means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes those topics you tune into possible. You know, they're commercial entities that would not talk about issues like what we talk about on WPR because it's not popular. It's not like talking about Kim Kardashian or something like that. Hmm. We're able to have substantive conversations largely thanks to your support. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
The season of giving. Let the impact of your donation go beyond great radio to people in need in your area, in your neighborhood. Ask for one of the food bank gifts with you when you give $10 or $20 a month.
Your gift will provide meals to Wisconsin Food Bank near you. Thousands of meals have been provided thanks to the generosity of WPR listeners. You can do two good things at once right now by making your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Sarah, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I would tell a friend that they should join in listening to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the coolest sources of interesting news and stories and happenings of the day. If I get those news segments during my time listening to public radio in the car, I have a pretty informed sense of what's going on in the world that day and can feel like an informed, ready-to-go citizen.
We're listener-supported radio. That means we count on money from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Go to WPR.org and click donate.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we still have a few minutes to take advantage of this special opportunity from the Merrill M. Gunther Memorial Fund. Every pledge between now and the top of the hour, which would be in people speak, 8 o'clock. Sorry, I'm talking radio. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Everybody who pledges in the next few minutes, basically, will get an additional $100 added to their gift. So you can boost the impact of your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you were a backseat listener growing up in your car seat, on the way to school as a kid. Maybe you found us all on your own as an adult. No matter how you first found us, you probably want to see WPR continue. It is a really important part of the fabric of Wisconsin.
And if you've never given before, now's a great time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of, say, $10 or $20 a month. It's easy and it doesn't take long. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, this hour, right now, WPR will receive an additional $100 when you donate. Give now, give your donation a boost of $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Right now, increase the impact of your support for WPR as we head into the new year.
And you can also say, I'm not going to take one of those WPR golf carts as a thank you gift or whatever it is we're giving away. Instead, you can choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. So rather than getting a coffee mug or a golf cart or whatever, you'll be supporting people in need in your community. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make a difference for WPR, and you'll also make a difference for those facing hunger in your area if you pick the food bank gift.
Your gift right now, so important. Raise it by $100 just by making your gift right now. Still time for you. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.
And I do have to make a quick correction. We do not have a WPR golf cart as a thank you gift. Sorry about that. But you can still pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.